All right, Freckle, like you said before I hit record, it was okay. You caught Lopes.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get him, to be honest, because I knew he was battling a little bit of an illness, so I was looking for you to get him.
Yeah.
And then I guess he regrouped or whatever, so fifth on the night.
Yeah, we did a little yo-yo there for pretty much the whole main. I was hurting. This altitude was no joke, and I knew he was hurting too, so it was like just trying to make the push and break him, and he just never broke. So I'm happy with it. I'm happy I pushed through it. Actually, I did a mountain bike race New York weekend.
Yeah.
Just take out some little.
You went there. I don't know.
Yeah. So a little frustration, but it was honestly, I think it was the best thing I could have done. It was I didn't know what class I was supposed to race, so you want to sign up for the pro class, and my mentality was go till I blow, and I didn't blow. So that was kind of this weekend. I knew.
Win?
No, hell no. I got seventh. I was 16th.
Oh, that's good.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad for my first one. But yeah, so that was kind of my mentality tonight, and I knew the altitude was gonna be tough. So go till I blow, and I felt pretty good. I mean, I think we finished strong. So
I was talking to Dylan Schwartz over there. He's like, it kind of reminded me of Elsinore out there. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly.
Elsinore Soupy.
Elsinore Supercross at the end of the day, yeah. It actually wasn't too bad. I was kind of impressed with it, honestly. Last year was a lot worse. I know it was a day race. I was also 450 class, so we got it after the 250 main. So I felt comfortable. I felt like the night show was way better than practice.
Right.
And honestly, I think my bike felt a little bit stronger when the sun went down and it cooled down a little bit. So
I was going to ask you if you changed anything.
Yeah, we did a couple little minor things, but I don't know if the track hardened up a little bit more for the night show or just the temperature change or what. My bike felt a little bit stronger tonight. So, yeah, it was a good weekend.
Yeah, not too bad. And then you'll end up next week and got another showdown. Those are always fun for us to watch.
Yeah, they're 50-50. I've qualified. Those are the only races I've ever qualified fastest for some reason.
That was the race where you qualified fastest, and then you said, I'm not going to be able to do that again. That was a perfect lap.
Yeah, that was last year. Yeah, I don't – And then, I mean, the last time I did that, I went from hero to zero that night and didn't even make the main. Yeah. So I was knocked out under my bike. But, yeah, no. I'll go have some fun with it, and whatever happens.
And then after Salt Lake, if I don't talk to you, you'll take a little break and then ramp up for Worlds, or will it be kind of straight into that?
Kind of straight into that. I'll take 2 weeks off. Not really off. Going to do a lot of cycling, something I enjoy doing, and gym stuff, just kind of fix my weaknesses and then get ready for Worlds, So we'll start getting ready for Worlds probably June 1, have a good month, and then come out in England swinging. So
cool, man. Thanks for doing this. An okay night for Mitch Oldberg.
Yeah, thanks.